anything. In other words, it's a vivid life is much more compelling than a limp life. Yeah. And your movie makers have discovered that. They know that they're onto something because they see what movies people are coming to see. And people are people would rather feel strong negative emotion than no emotion. Because they innately understand that energy moving is a good thing, you see. Yeah. And so we don't see anything wrong with getting the energy moving and then bringing a soothing quality to it. Just don't get carried away with it. Esther remembers a period of time where no movies had happy endings.
Yeah.
It was as if the movie industry had decided that they wanted to tear you up and take you to the depths of despair and then just leave you there because that's where they were. But people who innately want to feel good stopped going. In other words, so it always will be that people want to feel good. Right. And we think that if you watch children, in other words, the children want to feel good in the beginning, they want to feel good in the middle, they want to feel good in the end. They're the ones that really know. They have the healthiest understanding of all this. They don't mind a little contrast, but they don't want it to go very far, you see. And so for a while, the children's movies were like that. The children's movies were pleasant, 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 pleasant. But now they are beginning to introduce the pathos to the children's movies as well. And children are beginning to get a little bit of an appetite for that too.
Yeah.
And again, we are wanting you to realize you were born into this physical environment, not only understanding the contrast and not only being willing to endure it, but understanding the value of it. But there is only value in contrast if you are capable of managing it. And the thing about the movies that is a little off-putting to many is that the movie manages your energy for you while you're sitting there in the movie. The movie just has its way with you.
Yeah.
And we want you to have your way with the energy. Esther remembers being dragged, she and Jerry, to a movie. They go to very few. Being dragged to the movie Ghost by a friend who so wanted them to see it. And there was, you know the movie? And there was the scene where the icky, dark beings came crawling up out of the floor and dragged people off. And Esther burst right out loud laughing. It was so funny to her. She couldn't believe that that old way of thinking was still vivid enough that they would put it in a movie. And Esther's voice rang out as the only voice in the theater. No one was laughing. They were all wondering how bad they'd been and how much they were going to be dragged off and wondering if that counted and that counted and that counted. And we say, the truest pathos that we've ever seen, the most extraordinary experience of it is watching one of you croak. Because you're so serious about life. And so beating the drum of what you've done wrong, especially those on their deathbed, they're really good at that. Their life's flashing before their eyes and they're seeing only the stuff they shouldn't have done. And then they reemerge into non-physical, into that pure positive energy. That is the greatest shifting that we've ever seen. That's a movie worth watching. Enough? Something more?
Something more, yes. Well, what?
Are you worried about death?
No.
Are you worried about being dragged off by someone who has been watching everything you've been doing?
No.
Are you convinced that you are the pure positive energy beings that we tell you that you are?
Yes.
Do you understand that you've come into this environment as worthy beings and nothing that you have done has distracted from that? Good.
An endangered species that has become extinct, does it matter to that species that that happened? I mean, are those entities, when they die, they make that transition?
That was a very good way of asking that, because you blocked us from our favorite line. But we're going to give it to you anyway.
Okay.
We like to say, do you really miss the dinosaurs? But you didn't ask the question from that framework. You asked the question from the framework of